you know, not just Washington, not just Texas, but the world, saluting the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States. A lot of people were good friends and knew him a long time. But did you know that Ambassador Kay Bailey Hutchison first met him, I think, as a television reporter in Houston? She joins us from NATO headquarters in Brussels right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, David. Thank you. Yes, I was a news reporter, a Cub news reporter, actually, when I first met him in about 1968.
And he was trying to become a Texas politician, ultimately, was elected to the House. But, as I listen to the remembrances, I think of him more, and I think a lot of people think of him more as a national or international figure, CIA, ambassador to China. I don't think of him, vice president, president. I don't think of him as a Texas politician, so to speak.
Well, I think that's true, that he came to Texas after the war and after college. But I think the fact that he chose Texas made Texas think, wow, if he chose Texas when he could have had a very different kind of life, maybe easier. I think people loved him for that. And I think it made him special that he would do that. And I remember when I was in the Senate and President Bush was, had just left office pretty much. And people said, oh, he'll never go back to Texas. He's going to end up staying in, New England. Well, he never intended to do anything but go back to Texas. He always said that. And sure enough, he went right back and built his new house in that wonderful neighborhood that I visited him many times. And he was just true to his word, and he did love Texas.
Was he the kind of Texas politician that you'd call on if you were a budding young Republican and thinking about running for office? Would you go, seek his approval? Was he on that list?
Yes, absolutely, because his first foray into politics in Texas was he was county chairman, Harris County Republican Party chairman. That is as grassroots as you get. And yes, I would. By the time I ran for the legislature, he was probably in Congress or maybe had just left Congress to go to China, but he was very much the Republican in Houston.
The job of an ambassador to a country as distinct from NATO, let's make it. Sometimes you always see it as ceremonial. In this case, with the breakthroughs to China that were coming under with him, that really wasn't the case. He seemed to be the perfect diplomat for that.
Oh, yes. I think definitely both my ambassadorship and most certainly one to China or Russia, countries where we have a relationship that's very complicated. And in my case, I have 28 allies that I need to have a consensus with. But in China and Russia, and I've gotten to know John Huntsman, who is our ambassador to Russia now, and was China before that, there are just so many factors in it. And you can't appoint someone that is unaware of how to deal with all of the different facets. So I think appointing George Bush, who did have an international background and also a diplomatic skill, I think was an enlightened appointment. I mean, it was something that was very right, and he fit in so well in doing that. And you also need someone who will be able to report back in those kinds of relationships what is happening in the country, what's making a difference in the country, what's driving the country. And that's information that we really need to have with Russia and China.
Yeah, and also it would seem like in the case of you at NATO or huntsman now in Russia, or then George Bush in China. You had to have a real sense of history and where the thought process was coming from and where it continues to come from.
You know, that is absolutely a great observation, because I find in my job, but also most certainly dealing with China and Russia, history is still very much a determination of how people look at things. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't just pass in one or two generations. It's part of a culture. And the way they look at things and the what they consider to be confrontational, what they consider to be adversarial, what they consider to be the necessity to establish trust, those come from the culture. And you do have to have the sense of history and what they feared and what they overcame. All of those things go into knowing how to deal with a country and also to report back to our government, which may be trying to do a trade agreement or may be trying to assess how reliable our contacts are, and all of that.
You know, Ambassador, I've heard many times in the salutes to President Bush that we won't see the likes of him again. You know, personally, I hope they're wrong. I hope we do see more of him.
Oh, I do too. Someone who has fought for their country in a major war, we probably won't see again, because those wars were so different from the kind of war we would even fight today. Even if someone has military experience, which is very good, the likelihood of us having someone from a major war that lasts 4 years, that entails the kind of warfare and the losses that we had in World War II, like President Bush saw and almost had himself. He almost died.
Right.
And I think having someone who is forged from that and then also becomes a success in not only business and making his own way, which he did, but then also serving in so many capacities. I hope we have more people like that. I want my president to be someone that is representative of the American people and the kind of people that we are. And I think that President Bush most certainly was that, in patriotism and in being willing to fight for our country, and then moving from a very comfortable life that he had growing up to an unknown, almost new territory where he went into Odessa, Texas. So I think that having the likes of him again is highly unlikely but hoped for.
Ambassador Kay Bailey Hutchison of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization speaking to us from Brussels and just off an airplane. We really appreciate you taking the time. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you always. My home. I love being able to come home and being there for the holidays. I can't wait. And so it's always good to talk to you and KRLD.
We look forward to seeing you. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.